May God be magnified, and welcome to all those who are listening. My subject is how to choose a church. There are two components to choosing a church, both of which are comprised of questions. The first component to choosing a church is a series of questions you must ask yourself. The second component to choosing a church is what to look for when choosing a church, all of which will be discussed. Let's begin. First, when searching for a church, you must ask yourself, are you looking for a church to belong to so that society will look at you as a good person because you belong to a church? Are you looking for a church so that you will have an answer when people often ask, what church do you belong to? Or are you searching for a church that makes you and your life comfortable so that you can fit in? If you have answered yes to any of these questions, then any church will do. But just attending church on a regular basis will not give you salvation. You must ask yourself, are you looking for a church to truly serve and obey God? Are you willing to give God your whole heart, soul, and mind? Are you willing to obey God and give up sin and the traditions of this world? Are you willing to live according to God's word and follow Jesus? Are you willing to sacrifice for God, become a new person, and live your life righteously according to the will of God and the laws of God? If the answer is yes, then are you ready to find the right church? It is the commandment of God to come to church and worship him. Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching, the last days. The second component is on how to choose a church. There are thousands and thousands of churches to choose from. So how would you even begin to know how to choose a church and what to look for? So what should you look for in a church? The most important thing to look for is, are they keeping the laws of God, which are the commandments? Deuteronomy 13:4 states, "Ye shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and ye shall serve him and cleave unto him." John 14:21, "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him." John 14:23-24, Jesus answered and said unto him, "If a man love me, he will keep my words. My Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me." These commandments are still in effect today. They did not become ineffective or stopped when Christ died. Christ knew that he would die and wanted all things that he taught to be remembered and that they would still be in effect and continue in them. So they were not nailed to the cross, as some would say. John 14:25-26. "These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." So Christ did not preach of things for us to do if when he was gone, we would no longer have to do it. Matthew 5:17-18. "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, not one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled." We must obey according to the ways of God. Now, it may seem wonderful, the things that the preachers say and how they comfort you with words, but it's not according to the law of God. In Matthew 15:8, "This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain, but in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Now, how would you know if they believed in the commandments? Because to the law and testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And this is from Isaiah 20. It doesn't matter how nice they are, how good they seem to be, or how religious they seem to be. Now, how would you know if they believe in the commandments and righteousness, or what sign would you look for? The major sign or clue is the Sabbath day, or the seventh day, which is the fourth commandment. Now, what if people say the Sabbath day is Sunday? The calendar is a clue. As you can see, the beginning of the week or first day starts with Sunday. So Sunday can't be the seventh day. God said to keep the seventh day holy. God himself blessed the Sabbath day and called it holy. If the churches worship on the first day of the week, which is Sunday, you should know that they are not, that they are following the traditions of man and not what God commands. The Sabbath begins sundown Friday to sundown Saturday. If you are willing to obey God, you will keep the Sabbath day holy. This is a major sign, but there are many others. This is one that you can identify right away. The truth is, Sunday is a tradition of the churches because some are not even aware that everyone was going to church on Saturday or Sabbath instead of Sunday. But the Roman Catholic Church changed that law to Sunday. So now the whole world goes to church on Sunday except those who are willing to obey God's commandment. And why wouldn't they speak of the commandments? Or why would they say you don't have to keep the commandments anymore? Because that means that they will be pointed out for not keeping the fourth commandment. So it's easier to say that you no longer have to keep the commandments or they're no longer in effect rather than changing tradition. What does Christ say about those preachers? Let them alone. In other words, leave them alone and have nothing to do with them. And this is Christ when he said, when the scripture Matthew 5, 3, 8 to 9 and 14 said, but he answered and said unto them, why do you transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandment of men, not of God. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, they both shall fall into a ditch. So choose a church with these in mind. Which is the truth? If you are willing to obey God, you will choose wisely. Your darkness, little or no knowledge, will become light. You will gain knowledge and truth, so you will not be blind and fall into a ditch. But if you are not willing to obey and teach your children the truth, then any old church will do. But be forewarned, that ditch that you fall into, it will turn out to be the lake of fire. May you choose wisely and with prayer. And in closing, God is the same today and yesterday, the Old and the New Testament.